Christian.com.
We're live at Bismarck today, Botno tomorrow with the program On the Road. I'm Scott Hannon. Mark the Freedom Poet is here on the other end of the microphone holding things down and back in Fargo. How are you, Mark?
I'm above average.
Above average today. Well, fantastic. You had a good weekend?
Yes, it was pleasant.
Was it?
It was, although I kind of like Wichita State, and I would have loved to see the Bison win one more game, you know.
Yes. You know, for a while it looked like maybe, right? I mean, there were a couple of points in there when you said...
The first half, they looked great. They were toe-to-toe. It was just terrific, you know? And they're a wonderful team. The coaches' emotions just spilled out in the aftermath in the conference. And I appreciated Saul's tender proclamation of love for those young men that really did the Bison proud.
That was neat, wasn't it?
Really cool.
Now, Charles Barkley sort of made fun of it a little bit, although I think a lot of that was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, first he said he wasn't going to make fun of it, and then he did. So he can't. Charles Barkley can't help himself.
No, he is a character, isn't he?
Yeah, that's for sure.
He is an interesting fellow. But anyway, it was, and same thing with the Lady Sioux last night, first round of the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And they had a tough draw. They had Texas A&M, which is obviously a good team, at Texas A&M.
That doesn't seem fair.
No. They do that in the women's final, where they take them, you know, they take host teams to, I guess, build up the crowds a little bit. But same thing there. That thing was pretty darn interesting for a while, and then, of course, it widened up quite a bit in the second half as well.
UND hockey team, though, extended their streak of consecutive NCAA appearances to 12 years, the longest in the nation, because they were the last team to make it in, because Ohio State lost.
Yeah, that was it was kind of a scary weekend. I was about to say the one thing that's this left here for a positive, I guess, is that you still have the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team at it, and they had a tough road to hoe, in that they lost to Miami of Ohio in the opening game of the NCHC tournament. They play the third place game and win that handily. But because of the loss, they really, had to sit there and wait and see what would happen between Ohio State and Wisconsin. Ohio State wins, the Sioux would be out.
Right.
Wisconsin wins and the Sioux are in. And that was a tight game all the way, and actually went to overtime, and Badgers won it, and so the Sioux were able to lock up a 12th consecutive national tournament berth. That is pretty extraordinary when you think about it. I mean, it's obviously not the way they wanted to get in this tournament, but to do it 12 times, and as you mentioned, the longest active streak of national tournament appearances, is pretty extraordinary.
Yep, that's for sure. Congratulations, UND.
So they will play in Cincinnati, Ohio, against Wisconsin now.
Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yes. Glad you won, Wisconsin, but now it's time for us to knock you off the top of the perch there. So that'll be at the Midwest Regional of the NCAA tournament, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Wisconsin, North Dakota play, and then Ferris State and Colgate play. The winner plays Saturday night. So the Sioux back at it in the tournament on Friday, and that'll be an interesting one as well. So I look forward to that. Coming up on the program today, give you a little run-through of what we have lined up for you. We're going to chat with Ron Everett in just a little bit. He is known as the Preacher in the Patch, and he's doing a series of events we're going to tell you about. Coming up here in a little bit, we'll find out more about what he does. Interesting ministry, really, and one that's got a lot of attention over the time. He's got a lot of passion. You've heard his commentaries, I guess, over the years, Mark. They're fun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Great. Fun, interesting, anecdotal, relevant, good stuff.
Exactly right. Been at it a lot of years too. So looking forward to talking to Ron a little bit about that coming up here shortly on the program. Also, we're going to talk with Gene Taylor, athletic director of the NDSU Bison. He'll join us to start the 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to visit with him a little bit about, you know, just how you go about quantifying what happened—a first round win, first ever for the Bison. This weekend, of course, we've done a fair amount of hand-wringing, for lack of a better term, on what's a bigger deal, the Bison football win or the Bison basketball win. So we might give Gene a shot at that debate as well. But
he'll be diplomatic.
He will, but it's hard not to be, you know, I mean, obviously you wanted the Bison to win, and everybody would love to see that happen. But now that we've come back to earth here a little bit, it's impossible not to reflect back on just an extraordinary season. That Notre Dame win was a huge one. Obviously getting selected for the tournament, a big deal. Then to knock off the Sooners and get to the second round, all a pretty amazing run. So congratulations to Saul Phillips and the NDSU Bison. We'll talk with Gene Taylor a little bit about that today on the program. Also, we're going to chat with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley about a new campaign to lure workers to fill open jobs and give them a chance at the good life in North Dakota. I love this campaign. Because there's a lot of good life in North Dakota, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we're also going to talk about a new consortium of construction companies and different groups that have come together to highlight the amount of construction careers that are coming together. This is a really unique idea. I love this innovation because one of the big pain points for businesses right now in the Dakotas, or North Dakota, I succumbed to one of my pet peeves, the Dakotas lumping us together. I noticed that Rush Limbaugh does that a lot. I don't think Rush remembers where the oil boom is. So he always talks about the oil boom in the Dakotas. And I always want to chuckle to say, well, there's not much of an oil boom in South Dakota. So, somebody else was on the other day, a member of Congress, I think, was on a different program talking about the oil boom in the Dakotas. Anyway, so I don't want to, this effort that I'm talking about is about finding, I was starting to tell you about pain points. So one of the big pain points, not only for folks in the construction industry, but just businesses in general in North Dakota, is human capital, people, and filling open positions. And this unique group of construction entities came together. There's some unions involved. There's some companies involved to say, hey, let's go out and market the jobs we have in the construction sector in North Dakota. These two tie together kind of nicely. Number one, what Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley is doing is leading this campaign for the Department of Commerce to go out as a state and highlight, why wouldn't you want to live here? Why wouldn't you want to live the good life in North Dakota? One, you got a job to better provide for your family, and you've got, you know, a lot of great things to celebrate. It's a great part of the world. It's a, you know, safe place to raise your family. There's a lot to do with your family. There's a lot of character building you know, opportunities in our communities. There's friendly communities, growing communities, a lot to love. So there's an overall effort to go out and celebrate the good life, recruit people to come here, rather than say, hey, here's a good-paying job. Yeah, here's a good-paying job in a neat community with good schools and good people, and there's a lot to do in the way of outdoor activities, and we have four seasons, and so to celebrate everything there is. And then also talk about, it's actually an open house in Minot this weekend, the Dakota Construction Career Open House. This Dakota Construction Career is the group that's come together to go out and market, you know, a lot of parts of the country. Construction jobs are in a bit of a recovery mode from the awful economy of the last couple of years. Very different story in North Dakota. So I'm loving what these groups are doing. So we'll tell you about that today on the program as well. So looking forward to that. And in addition to the guests, we're going to tackle some topics on the program today. Besides the highlights of the NCAA tournament and the things going on there, a story caught my attention this weekend, Fargo Forum, about, and this is one of those frustrating things and a little bit of a conundrum for me because I am pro-life in the sense of both being against the death penalty. Because I call it consistently pro-life. I'm not sure you can be pro-life and before the death penalty. So I've had a little bit of a transformation on that death penalty issue.
Do you know how it's done?
Well, yes. But set that aside for a second.
Right.
It's taking of a human life, right? And there's reasons for it, and I understand the history of it, and certainly sometimes protecting society requires crimes so heinous being done by folks that just need to be removed from the equation altogether. But set that aside for a second. We have a death penalty in the United States, or do we? Because the amount of time it takes for folks to sit on death row seems a bit ridiculous. Either have one or don't. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program, too. So stay tuned. That's all coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen, live from the studios of KFIRE 550 in Bismarck today. And coming to you on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag in the Bakken. And one of the folks you hear on the radio in the Bakken, on KTGO and other stations throughout the region, is the preacher in the patch, Ron Evett. And he has some events that are starting on Thursday in Williston that we wanted to tell you about. And also just learn more about this fascinating individual and this wonderful radio ministry that he has. The preacher in the patch himself, Ron Evett. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning to you. How's things going?
Hey, really good. We're sitting down here in Gillette, Wyoming, and we're ready to head north again. We've been down here in Gillette for an event just like what's going to be there in Williston this Thursday.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the events, but before we get there, tell folks that are listening that have not heard your story before how this all started. I think you're on nearly 50 stations now in the oil fields of North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming with your To the Cross Ministries. This is quite an innovative and uplifting ministry that you have. How did it all start?
Well, to tell you the truth, Scott, it started in the bar. I grew up in a great home, Christian home, and just normal family but living in the oil patch all my life. Dad's worked in the oil field, so then you grow up in a Christian home, and then what you do is you go to school in Laramie, Wyoming, and then all of the guys come by and say, hey, let's go down to the bars. Well, when you drive by the bars on a Friday night in Laramie, Wyoming, you see all the girls piling into the bars, right? And they're beautiful. So that sounds like a pretty good idea. So what you do is you go with them, regardless of your background and everything. But what happened, Scott, is I walked up to the bar there first time, and you can't even believe it. You just can't believe it. They try to run you out of the bars. The first thing you do when you walk up to the bar, I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe a bar that would, a company that would try to get rid of you the second you walk up to it. Now, this was in the oil field, you know, and really good with a pipe wrench and also. What I did was I walked up there and here's the sign. Couldn't believe it. It said happy hour, 7 to 8. I'm like, you're kidding me. Really? One lousy hour? What do you mean happy hour? 7 to 8. Well, I thought it should be a lot more than that. If you're gonna have a good time, you'd think it'd be more than one lousy hour. But I wanted to check this out. All the girls are pouring in there anyway. So into the bar I go. And sure enough, it was happy. I mean, the music's great and girl's great and everything for, I don't know, about an hour. And then after a while, you know, honest to God, Scott, later they started kind of getting a little louder. And, we did have fun. You know, we shot pool and were with the guys and heard all the philosophies there. You know, and then it got a little louder and pushier, and pretty soon I'm hauling somebody in the pickup, you know. And they told me to put them in the back end of the truck, what they told me to do. And, of course, I didn't. I couldn't put somebody in the back end of the truck. So I put them in the front of the truck. Well, I should have put them in the back. And so this all kind of hit me, you know. And it just didn't make a lot of sense. But, listen, maybe it was just that bar. So we went to all of them. I mean, there's like 30 of them there. I don't know if there's 30, 25, 30, 35. I don't know how many bars are there. But we, over the course of the time at the University of Wyoming, we had to go to them all. And then there was a sign there, Scott, that really made me think. I can't even believe they have this sign. Trying to run their customers off. It's just, I don't know. I'm just from the oil patch. North end of it, you know? And it said, great big sign. Now you really got to think about this sign. Because if you don't stop and think about it, it's not going to be there. But it says, I don't know which one it was in, you know, or where I saw the thing, but it was during that time. It said, it doesn't get any better than this. You know, that's something else. It doesn't get any better than this. I said, you're kidding me. wanted it a lot better than that. You know what I mean, Scott?
I do.
And yeah, and so I wanted to be happy the whole time. And when I got up in the morning and throughout the day, I wanted to have a life that wasn't being pushing around and bringing people home in the back end of a pickup and hearing stories from people that maybe shouldn't be hearing from what happens when they get some bravery inside of their stomachs and stuff, you know. And so that's it. I decided that just wasn't the life for me. How's that?
That's very interesting. And ultimately decided that there were others like you in the industry that needed someone to speak to them, and that's when the radio ministry started, what, in the late 90s?
Yes, I believe it was. Yep. It's been about 16 years on radio. We started this one with one right there in Williston. And then, well, the other ones are a lot, you know, if you go on the three, you get a discount for the three total, you know. And then then there was Sydney down over the hill. And then there's Tioga, KTGO, 1090 on the dial there. They were one of the, I think they were the fourth station we added out of the 46 stations we're on now.
That's pretty amazing. 46 stations, 90 seconds. What kind of an impact do you think that's had?
Well, I tell you what. Everybody likes to be talked to in their own language, you know. And I'm, like you say, I'm an oil field hand, born and raised in the oil field. And I really enjoy that people. But, you know, there's all the people up here. I mean, truckers. Farmers tell me that when they're seeding their crop in the spring, they're just going round and round in circles, you know, and they need, you know, instead of the just regular commercials, they say that, you know, we come on there and give them a thought and they got something to think about while they're out in the field. So farmers, it's really the working people that, you know, I can talk to. You know, and I really appreciate them.
And you're doing a series of events, one coming up later this week, the 27th through the 30th of March in Williston. We're going to take a short break. Ron, when we come back, I want you to tell us about the Preacher in the Patch and Friends event that will be taking place at the Williston High School Auditorium. Again, 27th through the 30th at 7 p.m. each night. Free admission, refreshments served, all ages welcome. What's it all about? The Preacher in the Patch, Ron Evett, will tell us next when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Comprador Aveda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room, whatever you need. Three-bedroom condotel all the way down to a single king room. And every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal. 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
March 2014. On Monday, it's the What's on Your Mind program. Mark, the Freedom Poet, and I here with you to do the preview hour of the What's on Your Mind program, as we call it. And Mark back with sports in just a moment here after we wrap up our chat with Ron Abbott. Ron is the preacher in the patch. You hear him on KTGO and a number of other stations. And you're doing these Preacher in the Patch and Friends events. Most, as you mentioned, just wrapping up one in Wyoming, but it's coming to Williston on Thursday, and that'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So tell us what is a Preacher in the Patch and Friends? What are you doing, Ron?
Okay. First of all, it's a different event every night. Different every night. It's not a show per se where you just see the same thing for four nights. No, it's a different program every night. Okay, well, we got all a Nashville cast coming, all Nashville recording artists, except for me. I'm from the Stoneview oil field. Okay, I'm the only one not from Nashville. we have David Meese. Okay, now David Meese started out in his career with his dad driving into his house with a car. I mean, into his bedroom with his car. Okay, I'll let you tell that story. He can tell that story. The David Meese, world renowned, has sold millions and millions and millions of albums. He is coming there. And why this is such a special deal to us anyway, is it is our 60th event. Right on the nose, 60th event. And so I'm from Williston myself. We thought, hey, we better do something about the 60th, and let's kick up our heels a little bit. So let's get a Nashville crowd, singers and comedians to come up there. And so that's David Meese, Nashville, Tennessee. And then we got Brent Clark Ramsey. And he is a comedian and singer, and you got to hear this. His big song he sings is, he sings with the voice of Elvis Presley, okay? It's really cool. But he sings, "How Great Thou Art," but to the notes and everything, or however you say it in music language, with his voice, "How Great Thou Art." You won't even believe this. It's just... there he is, you know. And then, but he's lives out of Minneapolis right now, but grew up there in Nashville, been on the road up and down the line for 38 years or whatever. And, same way as David Meese there, but he also has recorded there in Nashville, and he is coming also. And then we got a family from North Battleford, Canada. And they also are Nashville recording artists, and they've crisscrossed in Canada full time and in the United States. They're just coming up from Arizona, caught up with us there in Gillette, Wyoming. We're here right now. We're leaving this morning. I told the bands, you got 2 days off, back to work on Wednesday, get set up for Thursday. And they're a family. So we kind of got all spectrums, family to David with his dad driving into his bedroom with his car, and Brent did some time on the floor of a rig. And that's what we're having this Thursday, March 27th through the 30th at the Williston High School Auditorium. And we're kicking up our heels with our 60th event, Scott.
60th event, pretty amazing. And a lot of years on the radio, the preacher and the patch, Ron Evett. Ron, have a great event, series of events, and again, different every night, so folks could take it in every night, March 27th through 30th. Find out more at preacherinthepatch.com if you're looking for any more details. 7 o'clock, Williston High School Auditorium, Thursday through Sunday. Have a great time, Ron. Great chatting with you. Appreciate everything you do.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you later.
You bet. Take care. Ron Evett. That's a neat, neat story for sure. All right, couple things in the news headlines. Did you see the story over the weekend in the Fargo Forum? Execution delays growing over time, Mark?
16 years of that seems cruel and unusual punishment to me, to sit there and, you know, facing death for 16 years.
You think it's cruel and unusual punishment for the perpetrator?
I do. In a way, I do. And it certainly isn't justice for the aggrieved family. You know, if you once the case has been decided, it's a capital case. It just goes on and on and on and on. And it's got to be really hard on both the families of the slain and on the guy sitting there in death row for 16 years. And it can't be, you just feel like you got a sword hanging over your head and one appeal after the other appeal after the other appeal. It seems crazy.
It's an abuse of the legal system. And I worry most about the victims' families. Look at Drew Shadeen.
Right.
Alfonso Rodriguez.
How long that went on?
He was 53 years old when the jury sentenced him to death for the kidnapping, rape, and murder of Drew Shadeen. He's 61 today, and likely will be in his 70s or older when he finally receives the sentence that a jury of his peers gave him. And that, you know, the delay between sentencing and execution for death row inmates across the nation has gone from about 6 years in the mid-80s to more than 16 years a couple of years ago in 2012. So I agree with you. I think this is an abuse of the legal system. And what worries me most is think of what the families have to go through. I mean, as if in the case of Alfonso Rodriguez, who, by the way, I'll remind folks, I'm not personally for the death penalty, but he had the opportunity not to have the death penalty himself if he'd have showed a little bit of compassion, because one of the plea deals offered him was to give up some information about her whereabouts in exchange for the death penalty being removed as a potential penalty, and he declined. So he's the reason he's on death row. Not a lot of folks know that, but that was an aspect that was reported on, but... appeal after appeal after appeal after appeal seems like really an abuse of the system. So we're going to spend some time on that today. We're going to talk about the good life in North Dakota. What do you think of this idea of marketing to the good life? I like that. I like it a lot. And Charles Barkley in our focus, too. Charles Barkley doesn't think North Dakota's full of much good life, Mark. You know why he said... Saul Phillips was crying because he lost, because he had to go back to North Dakota. Chuck,
that
you don't know what
cold.
You're missing. Yeah, I think we ought to invite him here.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of the weekend, a lot to report on and what happened. Our Wild. The Wild beat Detroit on Saturday. I never did see.
They came back. they lost Saturday, and they had to play them again yesterday, and they came from down 2-0 to win last night in overtime.
Nice. You take it away with sports.
All right. Well, we'll start right there. He had to play back-to-back games against the storied, most prestigious probably team, you know, the Detroit Red Wings. They lost to him at home, had to go to Detroit, and started out behind 2-0. Came pounding back, Pominville, our new guy, Mallaire, and Parisi scored goals and So anyway, they ended up in overtime winning and probably came very close with the 3 points of assuring that they are really close to locking up a playoff berth. So very big win, a very tremendous effort for the whole team away from home to come from behind on, second night back to back against the same tough team. It was very, very big. But of course, the story of sports just electrify the whole world is the fight to see who goes to the Sweet 16. And that's determined now. Florida will be playing UCLA, who beat Stephen F. Austin. Interesting, Stephen F. Austin was the team my school lost to, Texas Lutheran. We won our little Lone Star championship. We won our conference championship when I played basketball back in 67 in Texas. And then we had to go on, this was NAIA at the time, and we had to go to Nacogdoches to play Stephen F. Austin. And they had like 3,000 students or 4,000 in this huge arena. We've been playing for, our school was 700 kids, and they overwhelmed us. It's kind of interesting to see that team playing so close. You know, they beat VCU, and then they played UCLA to see if they could get to the round of 16, and they lost. Florida, looking stout, they decisively crushed Pittsburgh, 61-45. Without a doubt, though, the upset of the whole tournament to this point is undefeated Wichita State lost to Kentucky by 2 points. It was an ebb and flow. This is a team that, had not lost a single game all season and was favored to get to the Final Four, and some picked them all the way. Kentucky beat them by 2, an incredible game. So they'll play Louisville, another storied team that's had an incredible last month, a very, very hot and good team. That will be their round in the Sweet 16. Tennessee, Michigan. Michigan, lost their first place ranking by losing to Michigan State in the Big Ten playoff. Michigan State pounded through to, they'll be in the Sweet 16. They crushed Harvard, the storybook team that beat Cincinnati. Iowa State just barely beat North Carolina. Another great game, 85-83. And Connecticut beat a surprising winner, and of course, many people thought, and took out Villanova. So now Arizona won, San Diego State, Baylor, and now Wisconsin has upheld the honor of the Big Ten. They're already there, so there are 3 Big Ten teams. Iowa State, too. So we've got 4 Big Ten teams in the final 16, and we'll see how it goes. Dayton versus Stanford, Florida, UCLA, and that should wrap it up. Pretty interesting. Timberwolves led. They've got to win. They're literally running out of time with 12 games left or so. They were in Phoenix and led. They got 40-some points in the first quarter. It was a slow grind. They just slowly gave up the lead. Went fourth and back the last 5 minutes, and all of a sudden ran out of gas and lost by 7 points. So the Timberwolves, with a wonderfully improved team, still haunted by early injuries. They lost so many games by 1 point to 4 points. 10 games like that early in the first half of the year with a lot of injuries. And good-looking team, but might not make it in the playoffs. Wild will go. Twins are looking great. We'll be back with more of What's on Your Mind and Scott Hennin in just a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hennin to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net miraclechair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
With Mark the Freedom Poet, I'm Scott Hillen. The What's on Your Mind preview hour underway. Telephone number, by the way, 24/7 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. After being dubbed America's team, profiled in the New York Times, the NDSU Bison basketball team comes up short versus San Diego State in the NCAA tournament. Charles Barkley said he wasn't going to make fun of a crying coach, Saul Phillips, and then he does anyway. Although he took a shot at North Dakota. He said he wasn't crying. Saul Phillips, that is, wasn't crying because his team lost in the tournament, but rather because he had to go back to North Dakota. So Saul doesn't know anything about the good life, which we're going to talk with one of our guests about today, the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, on this new campaign to lure people to North Dakota. I love the idea of this campaign of not just saying, hey, come to North Dakota because we've got good jobs, but rather it's a good life in North Dakota to be had here.
Scott?
Yes.
You know, those two incredible polls that said what is the most free state in the United States and what is the most happy state in the United States based on various different indices. North Dakota came in one in both of them.
Yeah, that's
happiest and most free. That's extraordinary.
What's not to like about those, right?
We beat out Hawaii, you know, if we're talking just the weather. You know, obviously, it's a lot more than weather. And it's, I think there's something. I went to an amazing church service, a prayer service at that Methodist church. They had a three-day prayer service. Part of the happiness in North Dakota is a huge percentage of North Dakotans go to church, Scott, on a regular basis. And that's
no
a part of it.
Yeah, no accident that those two are connected. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Absolutely. Could not agree anymore. There's a peace that comes with that. And obviously, if you're in a peaceful place, you're in a happy place, aren't you?
You know, I don't think I could immerse myself in the world's, you know, you and I, we got to live in the news cycle. And a lot of it is just really icky and vexing. And, you know, sometimes I get itchy. And if I didn't spend considerable amount of time in prayer, I couldn't have been able to do this job all this time.
No question about it. That's for sure. A couple of things in the news that we're going to tackle as we go throughout the day here. North Dakota could lose more than 200 National Guard members because of proposed cuts to the Defense Department's budget. Not good news there. That pipeline break, we understand now, that was actually due to the North Dakota pipeline break, 34,000 gallons of crude. We got a number on that. That's the number is what's new in that regard. What else? We've got snow geese.
Well, Moldavia is scared in the international scene.
Say that again.
Moldavia, a nation of 500,000 people, 30% Russian. The buildup on their border by Ukraine is very, very troubling to the national community. Big story in the front page of USA Today about that.
NATO is sounding an alarm, too, because you got Russian forces building on the border. You got Ukraine fearing that Russia's ready to attack. And all the while we say, where is the leadership here? Seems to be sorely missing. Anyway, some things we'll continue to watch as we go throughout the day today on the program. I'll tell you about weather here and how we're looking weather-wise. After that little flirtation with spring, it's kind of gone away, hasn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
I kind of like that back.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but...
When will we get it back? You're going to be Mr. Weatherman here for a few minutes.
17 degrees in Fargo right now, heading for a high of 30. As I look into my crystal ball, about the best we're going to do this week is mid-40s on Wednesday.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. 30 today for a high, 26 tomorrow. Overnight lows still a little chilly. 6 tonight, 17 tomorrow. Then we'll get up there a little bit, but not much above the double digits. 33 on Friday, second nicest day of the week with some sunshine there as well. Out in the oil patch right now, 15 degrees, heading for a high of 24. The bright spot here is Friday with a 42-degree high and some sunshine. But 24 and blustery today. Lots of wind, especially this afternoon, kicking in. Looks like we'll have a mix of clouds and sun. Northwest winds 20 to 30. Miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Winds whipping around 20 to 30 tonight as well. Only about an 8-mile-an-hour wind now, but this afternoon is when things really get blustery, about 1 o'clock to kick in. 28 tomorrow, partly sunny skies. Wednesday, cloudy, some precip possible, 33 degrees. Thursday, 30, and then, as I said, Friday, 42 degrees. So we're not really getting into the really warm stuff yet here, so unfortunately. Williston's 19 at this hour, Watford City 15, Newtown 15, Stanley 15, Columbus 14. Back in the east, Grand Forks, 8 degrees at this hour, Hillsboro 15, Grafton 10, Kindred 19, Breckenridge, Wahpeton 19, Fergus Falls at 15, Detroit Lakes at 10, Thief River Falls 8 at this hour. It's always chilly at Lake of the Woods, only one above in world. Down in South Dakota, Watertown 23, Sioux Falls 24, Aberdeen 15 degrees at this hour. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind, we're going to chat with Gene Taylor to start the program and recap really an amazing run for the NDSU Bison. We're going to chat with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley next hour. We'll also talk with folks about the Dakota construction career and your calls, questions, and comments to tell us what's on your mind. Mark will take back to the microphone this afternoon from 2 until 5 with the Common Sense Club. Get a fun Monday plan, Mark?
Well, yes. It's always interesting, you know. I'm going to probably do some Abraham Lincoln poetry today.
There you go. Good old Abe. One of our favorites.
He's an amazing poet. I was shocked.
Sort of like Mark the Freedom Poet. Folks, have a great, great day. We'll continue with more of What's on Your Mind after this time.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.